Welcome to Sidetracks. I'm Mark Greenberg.
Thought I heard Buddy Bolden say, funky butt, take it away, funky butt.
I think it's really hard to say exactly what Dave's significance was because he did so many different things. He started out doing trad jazz, he did blues, he did some amazing interpretations of Bertolt Brecht, and in the end of his life, swing albums, he even did a foray into folk rock. He's most known, certainly, as an influence as a guitar player because he was one of the people who took blues techniques and really mastered them and then applied that to all sorts of other material.
When singer-guitarist Dave Van Ronk died in 2002, he left behind an unfinished memoir about his experiences and observations as a key member of the 1960s Greenwich Village, New York folk music scene. Now Dave's friend, writer and fellow musician Elijah Wald, has supplemented Van Ronk's manuscript with material culled from interviews and other sources to produce Dave Van Ronk, the mayor of McDougal Street. Wald has also produced a CD of the same title, containing home and concert recordings made by Van Ronk from 1958 to 1969. According to Wald,
his influence was really as a figure. He was this giant. He was 6'3", and he had this huge voice. And he really kind of ruled McDougal Street.
There's a story about a Willie the Weeper. Willie the Weeper was a yen pox eater.
Someday for most people, the folk revival begins with Bob Dylan. But this is really the book about the world into which Dylan came, and a world that really disappeared shortly after Dylan became a superstar because, as Dave put it, you know, the big money came in and suddenly everybody moved out to Woodstock and this little world disappeared, and he loved that world. And he remained in his tiny apartment on Sheridan Square and greeted another two generations of young musicians. The winter of 1960-61 was a real momser. Snow up to your ear balls and colder than a gravedigger's butt. But in the circles I was running in, there was an undercurrent of electricity. New singers were drifting in almost daily, and the cadre was growing, as my friend Russ Blackwell put it, by creeps and bounders. It became a regular thing. A bunch of us would be sitting in the Figaro or the Kettle, and a colleague would come rushing in to tell us, "Hey, there's a new guy over at," he would name one of the four or five rooms already functioning, "you've got to hear him," and we would all troop off to check out the new phenom. This particular afternoon, the venue was the Café Wa. Manny Roth, the manager, had recently instituted a policy of daytime hootenannies, with Fred Neal presiding. When we arrived, Fred was on stage with his guitar, and up there with him, playing harmonica, was the scruffiest-looking fugitive from a cornfield I do believe I had ever seen. Where did he pick up that style of harp blowing? Mars? But I liked it. There was a gung-ho, da-da quality to it that cracked me up. Then the kid did a couple of numbers on his own. As I remember, they were Woody Guthrie songs, and his singing had the same take-no-prisoners delivery as his harmonica playing. We were impressed. After the set, Fred introduced us. Bob Dylan. The Coffee House Mafia had a new recruit.